Hey there, Franz. It's me, John, the mastermind behind the character that you know and love as Jefferson Knight. He's actually called Humphrey Bindle. That's a bit of backstory that we've never explored and probably never will. He changed his name because he thought it was a cooler, like, celebrity name. Little tidbit for you. Welcome to episode 16 of Esposito. This is a bit of a shorter episode, and I think you'll understand why when you get to the end, but we felt it was appropriate to end it where we did, in the spirit of good storytelling. Thanks everyone for joining in with us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks for sharing it if you're doing that. Screw you if you're not. Not really, you know, we're your friends. Don't forget to check out the website where we've got some new maps up from Tom. It's esposito.wordpress.com. Yeah, that's about all that I've got to say for you. So I guess you enjoy the Esposito-ness of it all.
Last time on Esposito.
This is Captain Benedict Culver of the Alacrity. Please turn off the engines to your ship and prepare to be boarded. You are under arrest under the authority of Revesis Corporation. Please step through the airlock and into the Alacrity, and where you will hand over your weapons and kneel on the floor.
Guys, can I use my grenade launch?
You see the captain sort of start to glow slightly blue.
I shoot him.
With
the grenade launcher. I was not bluffing.
So you fire the grenade across the room, and it explodes on the back wall, and there is some significant cracks along the floor of the ship, and you feel this strong breeze pulling the air past you as the air is sucked out of the ship. You see him put his hands together and form this ball of pitch black gravitational energy, and this ball expands and fills the airlock, and he looks around at you and smiles, and he says, "Oh, but I am sorry. You are not going anywhere." Jefferson, you can no longer see into the Alacrity.
Can I assume then that, like, do I still feel the breeze?
No.
Huh.
Don't you fucking dare.
I can't fly the ship.
But, Korchev can.
Frozen!
I'm just saying.
I mean...
Then a figure jumps out of the corner and he is holding two blades in his hands, and he seems to appear from nowhere, and he charges towards Ozan, and...
Oh, hey, what's up, dude?
He swings both of these swords at Ozan. What's your armor class, Ozan?
18.
Okay. So he stabs you twice with these. The first one deals 9 damage.
Ow.
And the second one also deals 9 damage.
Ow.
And at this point, he looks at you both and smiles and steps away.
Do we get an opportunity as he's moving, or...
You go to make an attack of opportunity, but before you can swing, he's already out of reach.
Cheeky.
Oh, he's got an ability of some sort.
What a cunt.
He's one of those people with powers. He's not a simple farmer with a gun.
Our usual target.
Then it's Ozan's turn.
Okay, I kind of switch my launcher to my off hat, draw my flare gun, shoot that guy who stabbed me.
Oh, the guy sort of over the back of the room?
Actually, no. Tell a lie. What I'm going to do is I'm going to... So, you know my grenade launcher, do I need to reload it every round, or is it just sort of like I can just rack it and then...
Yeah, you can just reload that and fire it as part of the action.
Cool. Don't shoot more grenades. I mean, you're all going to die. I'm fine.
In that case, what I'm going to do is I'm going to delay my action until the end of D4's turn.
So that's not how 5e works anymore. You can't delay actions in 5e. What you can do is ready an action. So you can specify a particular condition that when that condition is fulfilled.
Okay, what I'm going to specify then is once the other two are back on the Luciola, I'm going to fire.
Okay, and then it's D4's turn.
Okay, so I'm going to trigger my Fire Blossom, which was my original grand strategy, and set out the Rig Flamethrowers and attack. So start at the second level, you can use your Rig expansion feature to forge wrist control flamethrowers. As an action, you may target any number of creatures within 30 feet of you, which I think is anyone except... they must make a dexterity saving throw, which is 14 against my Esper power,
okay,
and take 2d10 or half as much on a... Sorry, 2d10 plus my engineer level.
Okay, so we'll make the same. So it's DC 14.
That's right.
Okay, so the officer at the side of the room, the specialist with the two daggers, he makes the save. Soldier at the back of the room, he fails the save. The soldier next to him fails the save. And the three at the front make the save, fail the save, and make the save. So
it was 11 damage, or half on a save.
Okay, so and with that, the one at the back of the room burst into flames, and you don't see him as he walks back into the cloud of burning fire. And he disappears. The screaming seems to disappear quite quickly. The one at the front as well, who's in the centre of the table, he disappears as well. He falls down behind the table, and you can't see him. He's rolling around screaming on the floor, but you get feeling he's probably done with the fight as well.
That's what I like to hear.
The one on your right, D4, he takes a shot back at you now. The first one misses, and also the second one misses. The one towards the back of the room, he also misses as I change the die. And he takes another shot, and what is your AC?
18 now.
So all four of those shots miss.
Oh, sorry, it'd be 16. I've not got my shield on me. I dropped it at the door before I came in.
Okay, so all four of those shots miss. Pax, the one in front of you, he swings a blade down towards your head, and also misses. And as he misses, you duck, and he swings that back at you. And what's your AC?
17.
And you just managed to deflect that. So all six attacks manage to miss.
It sounds like you're not happy about that.
At least I'm honest.
Yeah.
Now, the breeze in the room is getting stronger and pulling towards the cracks in the floor that you can see. And the fire here, which has burst throughout the room, combined with D4 setting flamethrowers around this pressurised environment.
A very directed flamethrowers.
Very true, but these fires are rapidly eating up the oxygen in the room. And you feel the heat and the lack of oxygen in the room getting to you already. Pax.
Seriously, guys, run.
It's your turn.
Run. Pax is still raging, but not in the 5e kind of sense, because that would be great. He's going to obviously slap the soldier in front of him with his blade.
Like, hit him with the flat side of the blade.
Well, we'll see.
No, I want you to specify that beforehand, if that's what you did.
I mean, it was 13, so I probably missed.
There's no takesies, backsies on stabs.
Okay. he was going to hit with the flat side of his blade, but he missed on a 13.
Yeah, 13 does miss, yeah.
And then he's going to try again with his second blade. That's an 8. And let's use Action Surge. No, let's not. That's it. I missed both attacks. Why don't I move back towards the door? Oh, no, soldier's going to get in a...
You do it anyway.
Yeah, I'll move back towards D4.
I mean, they can't hit you for shit, I don't think. Okay, as you step away, the soldier swings his sword at you and misses.
Nice.
And yeah, you can step away freely. Where are you going?
I'm going to go... Can I make it around the other side of D4?
Yeah, so you run across the room where D4 stood. Okay, and then it's Jefferson's turn.
Right, how many feet away is the gun pod of the Lucho and the Jefferson starship?
I reckon you can... it's probably about 50, I would say.
Okay, so if I dash, can I still talk to someone?
Yeah, you can shout as a free action if you want.
All right, so I'm going to dash towards the gun pod and yell to Brim,
Prem, you're an engineer. Can you get through a black void mist thing?
I don't really know what you mean, but I can have a look. See,
get to the airlock and can. Never mind. Yeah, I'm just gonna yell, get to the airlock.
Okay.
And then can I just like sit in the gun pod seat?
Yep, that's absolutely fine.
Because I'm no good here.
So the Luciola takes further fire. The two ships outside of the Luciola, they're continuing to fire, and the whole ship lurches and shakes. The Luciola isn't moving. It's a very dead target. It's not taking any manoeuvres because nobody's currently piloting it at all. So it's a bit of a sitting duck, as it were, at the moment.
Where the fuck is Korchev?
Korchev's there. He's ready, but he as far as he's concerned, the airlock is engaged. You can't just speed off.
Yeah, that's fair.
He'd rip the back of both ships off.
And no one wants that. Let's be fair. Ozen might want that.
Yeah. So the officer with the two daggers takes a couple of steps forward towards Pax, and he swings his blades, and both of those hit again. Total for 12 damage. And then he does run off. This time you do get to take an opportunity attack. He doesn't cleanly break off again.
Okay. For 17?
That does hit.
Nice. That hits for 6, but I'm going to use my other surge effect. He takes another 2d6 of damage, and he's going to make a constitution saving throw, be put 15 feet and knocked prone.
Pushed?
Pushed 15 feet and knocked prone, yeah.
Okay, so what is it, a constitution save?
Constitution save, yeah, and it's DC 8 plus proficiency, so 12 again.
He does fail that. As he tries to move away, you push him, and he falls prone, and he stumbles, and he slides along the floor like Ted Beneke, and then slowly pulls himself up. He looks back at you and snarls and sprints off towards the back of the room.
Well, he also takes the 2d6 damage. I'm just going to roll that.
Yep, that's fine.
Which was a 7. So all in all, 6, 7, 13 points of damage.
Okay, so yeah, you slash him just along the back of the hip as he makes away. Then it is Benedict's turn. And again, he conjures this other ball of energy, which forms in his hands as this dark black sphere, which grows bigger and bigger, and then it disappears. But he still seems to be manipulating it, and he reaches his hand out and he puts a flat palm out in front of him. And Ozan, can you roll a constitution saving throw?
This is awful.
15.
Okay, just bear with me one sec.
I mean, I guess at least the grenade caught them off guard. They couldn't have planned for that.
Wild card.
Woo! Okay. So, yeah, the grenade did take them off guard, I've got to admit. So this wave of energy hits you in the chest, and you take 8 damage. But it throws you back, and you land into the airlock, the side of the airlock. And as you hit the door, you take another... Ooh, you take another 16 damage.
Ooh,
as your back just cracks onto the side of the airlock.
How much is that in total?
24.
Ooh, I am down.
And then he moves back to the front of the ship. Then it is Ozan, it's your turn. You're prone on the floor, face down.
Yep, I'm down, so that's a death save. Oh, natural 20.
Nice, that's two successes. Then it's D4, it's your turn.
So when Ozan hit the wall, did he just kind of stop against it?
Yeah, he just hit it like a brick wall and fell to the floor.
Oh, shit. I'm going to use Field Cell Ozan.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
And I'm going to do that as a rank 2 as well. So that's 2, 6, 4, so 10 total. And then as a bonus action, can I use... No, sorry, I've already used a spell. I can't use a bonus spell on top of that, can I?
No, not unless it's a cantrip.
No, I've only got action cantrips. No, that's all I can do.
Okay, so after D4, the soldiers, the one at the back, he takes a shot at you, which misses, and the second one also misses. I think these are stormtroopers.
They're doing it on purpose so we escape.
And he runs down, and the other two follow suit. Ooh, one hits. And from that mighty hit, you take 8 damage.
Oh, quick question. Did we get a rest before on the ship?
Yeah, yeah. You will have had a rest, yeah. And the last... And he also makes a bolt for the front of the ship. And the last one, the first one just misses, and his second shot misses as well. And he runs over to the front of the ship as well. Then it's Pax's turn after the top of the round. Pax, the air in here is getting very thin.
Are they still 30 feet away from me then? Or...
No, there'll be much more than that.
I'm going to hack at the wall behind us with my sabers.
Where specifically?
I'm going to stab through the wall if I can and try and hit the orb that where this wall originated from.
Yeah, okay. Roll an attack on that.
Roll well. No, you know I'm terrible at rolling. Natural 20.
Yeah, nice. Okay, yeah. Roll some damage on
yes,
that.
Yes, I will. 7.
You doubled the dice.
Oh, sorry, yes. 8. 10, 11.
11.
11.
Yeah, entirely. You swipe through this, and it. Your blade just dinks into it and bounces off slightly.
Shit! Pax runs back toward the guards. far as he can go. Probably into that destructive pile.
Yeah. Probably about right.
Into the destructive piles.
Where he gets sucked out and died.
Then it gets to Jefferson's turn.
Okay, so, quick question. Is Prim going to sort of be acting on my initiative?
Yeah, she can do. I'm fine with that.
I kind of want her to be running up.
Yeah, she at this point she'll be running towards the back of the ship.
Okay, so in the ship's guns, can I shoot at one of the ships that's shooting at us?
Absolutely, yeah, that's fine. You look after the port side window of the ship and you see the two other ships that are firing on you. There's a small dredge starfighter. It's the same type of ship that you saw immediately after the Callistus was destroyed. And you hid from it in the asteroid field, if you remember. The other ship is not very heavily armed at all. It is quite a bulky shape. It appears... to be a... roll a mechanics check, just to see if you know.
I'm not good at that. I'm not terrible at that. I'm not good at that, it's a 4.
Yeah, it's a small, quite a bulky ship, but it's not heavily armed.
I'm going to shoot at the other one, the one that I've recognised.
Okay, sure. So do you want to roll the attack on that?
Yep. That is a... Do I have proficiency to that, or is it just... Dex roll.
You're not proficient with types of guns, I don't think. I think there's a feat that makes you proficient with these.
It makes you better at it. It means you can take extra actions.
Okay, then. Yeah, for now, just roll the attack. And
I mean, if it's plus dex, it's 22. If it's not, it's 17.
Either way, that's going to hit, to be honest. So, yeah, roll damage on that. And the damage for the Luciola is on your... It is 1d6 plus your dexterity.
Christ. And you say I'm bad at rolling.
that's 4. You are bad at rolling.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
It's a reasonably good hit. The ship takes a good ding on the side. It's not expecting you to fire back at it. It's been firing at you for a little while with no retaliation. It's not received any resistance, so it just thought... It wasn't really expecting to get hit, and you got a good hit on there, and it does take...
A fine hit.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. You sense the screen in front of you, which is your targeting computer. It starts to flicker a little bit. Can you make a quick computers check for me?
Oh, my days.
It's because you're sitting next to me. That's a total of 1. Not a natural 1. I rolled a 2 minus 1 there.
Excellent. Okay, so your targeting computer starts to flicker and the screen starts to go to static. And the starship that you fired upon originally brings itself around and lines itself up and flies straight towards you. As it starts to get itself in line to make an attack, then it fires its cannons on the Luciola and just fly over the top and unfortunately miss the ship entirely. But I'm literally running two combats at one here.
And you're doing very well.
Oh, thanks.
So you get splitting the party, Tom. It's your fault this time.
I'm going to still say it's Ozan's fault. I feel like everything is Ozan's fault.
Yeah, no, you are. I agree with you. It's all on him.
The officer takes his pistol out and fires at Pax, which is a hit. It hits you square in the shoulder as you take 9 damage. This heavy pistol blasts into your shoulder. Takes a couple of seconds and looks at you up and down. You feel like he's studying you slightly. And then he turns and runs through this door of the med bay, and the door seals behind him.
This is not going well.
Then it's Ozan's turn.
Okay, can I shoot my flare gun at the darkness?
Yeah.
Okay, I just fire it in.
You fire it, and it just absorbs. The flare just absorbs into the blackness.
Can I do a lore check to try and work out where it is?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Roll that.
Got a -1. That's a 13. Is that enough?
No, I'd say it's probably not. You get the feeling it's quite powerful Esper manipulation.
Okay, cool.
Cool. D4, your go.
Oh, man, we're all going to die here. Right, can I take an insight check on whatever it is behind us?
No, insight's more about people, peeps. You can roll another law check or an intelligence check if in some form.
I think I'm just going to be really spiteful and fire a laser beam at the doorway that the officers just ran through.
Yep, just at the door?
Yeah, just at the doorway. If we're not going to make it out of it, no one is.
Okay, yeah. Roll an attack.
Okie dokie. That's 18 plus 5, so 23.
That definitely hurts. Roll damage for that.
So that's 4d6, 17 plus, so 21 total.
So you fire this. Talk to me. How do you fire it? Tell me.
I just blast it down the corridor. If it catches any of the guards, that's an extra bonus. But I think as per the spell, it just zooms down, slits past them all and melts a hole Qui-Gon Jinn style through the door.
This laser hits the door and you maintain the laser as long as you can. And all of a sudden, it starts to glow orange. The door starts to glow and fizz slightly as you see a small clump of metal drip down from the point of impact. And by the time your laser slowly fades away, you can see a small hole in the door about 3 inches across.
And I think that's all I can do, unless I can do a lore check on the black hole behind us as well.
Yep, go for it.
That's a 17.
You're not 100% sure what this is. However, it is a projected force that the captain as an Esper has created. Now, it's not specifically a barrier. He can do what he wants with this force. He can manipulate it into whatever shape he really wants. And he can continue to command it as he goes along. You can sense a continuous connection.
We need to take down that captain.
But you do get the sense that this is higher level Esper manipulation than you've ever been sort of possible to achieve yourselves. On that go, it's the soldiers' turn. Who they run up to the door and they start banging on it hard and they're shouting to be let in. And the door does open, and you get the feeling the only reason it's opened is because you've broken the seal there. And it does slowly open, and as it does, they turn around and they do release some pot shots against Pat, of which 2 of them hit, but 1 of them is a critical. The first bullet hits Pax for 4 damage, and the second one strikes you square in the chest for 13 damage.
Shit. Pax is down.
Pax is well and truly down. And as he crumples to the floor in front of this crack in front of him, he pulls out his toy wooden horse that his daughter got him, and he fumbles with it, and it falls out of his hands and it gets stuck through the crack, and he falls on his face.
Oh, man.
Jefferson, it's your turn.
I'm going to shoot at the ship again.
Roll for that.
That is a 15.
That does hit. So roll your 1d6 plus dex.
Nine? Yeah.
Okay, so you strike a solid hit into the front and centre of this starfighter, and it just rips the front of this ship off. And you see the ship start to spiral out as it's trying to swerve out the way. And as it does, it swings and just crashes. It clips the side of the Alacrity and bursts into flames before those flames quickly go out.
Cool. Nice shooting, kid.
Then it is the other ship's turn. It sort of starts to waver. It can see the air venting out of the Alacrity. It can see the other starship that has just been blown out of the sky. And that ship starts to drift away, and its sublight engines boost up, and it starts to pull away from the two intertwined ships and fly off into space. Then it's Benedict's turn, who walks back out again through the doors. And he looks at the three of you, and Pax specifically, who's on the floor, and then he looks back up at D4, who's still got this white-hot laser just glowing on his wrist ever so slightly. And he looks and says, "What have you done? You idiots." And with that, he reaches his hands out again towards D4, and you can just feel this coldness wrapping around your throat. And this coldness tightens in on your throat.
Oh, no.
And you feel this chill start to take, and you take 7 points of damage as his hand glows this icy blue, wrapping it around your throat from a distance.
Ouch.
Then the officer runs to the front of the ship, and you just don't quite see where he's gone. Then it is Ozan, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to rack my my grenade launcher, and I point it at the guy who's got his he's doing his Esper power on D4, and I say to him, "Drop the void, or I kill us all." I'm going to do an intimidation check on it.
Okay, yeah, roll an intimidation.
Do I get advantage? Because I've already shown that I'm pretty much ready to kill myself on this.
No, and you get the feeling that the reason it's not guaranteed to work is despite what you've done, he seems pretty calm, and he's still surrounded by this glowing blue shield.
Mm-hmm.
Seems relatively calm.
Okay,
Everyone else, however, looks very not calm.
Okay, so that is a 23.
Oh, wow, okay. He sort of looks like you've got through to him. He does look left to right. He looks to the ship, which is lurching side to side, and he can see that his soldiers next to him are starting to wheeze and splutter a bit as the air gets thinner and thinner. D4, it's your turn.
Am I still being choked?
No.
Okay, disappointing. I'm going to use Field Salve again on Pax.
Okay.
And again, I'm going to do that at second level. I think that's my last. Yeah, that's my last slot. So make it a good one. Oh, that's a one. That's two ones. So that's six health packs.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going to stare Benedict dead in the eyes and say, "Choke me harder, Daddy."
Pax comes to his feet and is like, and stares Benedict straight in the eyes as well with pure rage. He's fumbling for his horse. He can't find it. Where's it going? He looks down at the crack and then he looks back up. A slow stare straight into his eyes.
I mean, I enjoyed it. It was kind of half the Punisher, half Harry and the Hendersons.
Look at me!
These soldiers here, they line up and they unleash a barrage of shots against Pax as he's...
Jesus Christ! No, Tom!
Of the six shots, four of them miss. And in entirety, you take six damage.
So that is literally just what D4 healed him. So back down.
You win, so you lose some.
Through that intimidation. Straight back down. Straight back in front of the hole, and he's looking into deep space again through the crack. And he feels as though he can see the horse in the distance, glinting off a star, but it's not. It's just his delirium dying slowly but surely.
I mean, for six shots, six damage is pretty... Okay, Jefferson, it's your go.
Surely Pax has to make a dex save with Vero.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. I just assumed he was dead.
You cunt.
Yeah, Pax makes a throw.
Makes it!
He succeeds.
Excellent. Jefferson.
All right, I'm going to shoot a guy. The other ship, the other one that I don't recognise.
Okay, yeah, it's just about in range. You can probably take a pop at it.
That's a 15.
That does not hit. As you fire, it flies straight towards the ship. The shot explodes before it hits, as it hits this blue barrier that's floating, orbiting around the ship. And that ship continues to pull away as it flies off into the night. Then it's Benedict's go. He looks at Ozan and he says, "Very well, I will unblock the hatch." And he closes his fist, and the ball of black energy in the hatch disappears into a tiny, tiny, almost sort of like a baseball-sized ball of black energy. And Benedict pulls his whole arm back, and this ball of energy flies towards you, Ozan.
Cool.
And it hits you, and... Oh, jeez. Oh, and you just managed to duck out of the way, and it impacts the wall behind you, and you feel like it hitting you would have been like being hit by like a small family car, as it barrages into the wall with extreme force. The specialist comes back in from where he was, and he sprints straight past everyone, and he takes a shot at D4, which misses. And then he takes another shot, which also misses. These fucking dice. And that is his turn. And then after him, it is Ozan again.
Okay, so I shout to D4 to run. Is Pax down?
Pax is down, yeah.
I run over to Pax, grab him, and just throw him towards the now open hatchway.
And you're literally picking him up and throwing him?
Just bodily, just launching him.
Okay, roll a strength check, I guess.
Okay.
Can I try and catch him if he's able to throw him far enough? As a reaction.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how the throw goes first.
That was a 19.
Okay, what's your strength score?
16.
Okay, yeah, so you are strong enough to give him a bit of a throw. I'm not sure you could throw him the entire 30 feet to D4, but I think you can definitely throw him about 10 feet, and he'll probably roll up another couple, and he'll land in the middle of the room.
Cool. And then...
So D4, it's your turn.
What about Prim?
Yeah, Prim is... I guess Prim is at the roughly about the airlock, yeah. Is there anything in particular you wanted to do?
I mean, I just sent her up to take down the field, but now it's down. I think it's up to her.
Okay, so Prim can definitely provide some covering fire.
I think that's what she should do. That seems about right.
And Prim leans through the airlock, and this laser sort of charges up off her wrist. Oh, there we go. Now we're old. No, that's against me. Damn it! And this laser blast hits the specialist who's stood over on the other side of the hallway. It hits him square in the chest. He takes a couple of steps back as he takes that damage. It looks like it hurts. Then it's D4's turn.
Sweet. I've been using this wrong the entire time. Okay, I'm going to use Field Salve again. But first level this time, because I've still got slots left. It's actually three creatures, and I've been using it at one each time. So that's a complete waste of what I've been doing. So I'm going to use it on Ozan and Pax and myself.
Yep.
Cool.
Oh, yes. There we go. It's eight total. So that's eight hit points back for everyone. And then I guess I'm going to run back outside the airlock and just stand on the doorway in cover, but can still see what's going on.
Okay, so the soldiers are a bit more bolder now. They form an offensive line here, and two of them fire at Ozan. One of those hits. Ozan takes 5 damage.
Okay.
And one of them fires at Pax. Oh no, Pax is down.
No, I'm up again.
Oh, Pax is up. So they fire at Pax.
But he is behind cover and on the ground.
Okay,
really.
So yeah, I'll give this. So okay. Okay, so yeah, so and that clips off the table. You get the feeling that if it wasn't for the table, it definitely would have hit you. At this point, what's everyone's constitution modifier?
This doesn't include me.
Yes.
Mine's +1.
Mine's +3.
Mine's +2.
Okay, Ozan?
Yeah, +2.
Okay. You feel the air has got extremely thin now, and you're really starting to feel it. Prim starts to look a bit lightheaded, and she puts her hand on the side of the airlock and falls to one knee. Back in the ship, Jefferson.
Yeah.
Celix is also starting to look very wheezy, very weary, and her eyes are starting to glaze over. She manages to shake it off, and she stays up on her feet, and she starts punching some numbers into the computer in front of her on the targeting computer, trying to see if she can see the ship in front of her again.
Don't get dizzy, kid.
She looks at you and gives a half sarcastic smile. Korchev is just about holding it together. Then it's Pax again.
So Pax again is like, he gets to his feet. Where's treacherous toy? Where is it? And he looks around, he's like shaking off his fact that he's been downed twice. Can he reach over the table and drag Ozan?
You can give that a go if you want to roll a strength check with disadvantage.
Yep. Well, it would have been a 20. The second one was a natural one.
Wow.
If he had a dick, he'd be my uncle. So.
But so he's behind that table in front of him. Trying to drag him over and failing and slipping and...
Yeah, you feel this burst of energy where you grab Ozan by the arm, and as you pull him, you just feel all of the strength go out of you as the air in the room has just disappeared.
Can I do my movement?
You could do a movement. I would say that pull probably... No, that pull was your action. Yeah, you can do your movement.
Can I also say something to Ozan at this point, or...
Is it? It's been fun.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that. Goodbye, old friend. No.
You're all right for a lizard.
Yeah. Grogubot, you are my best friend. And then he leaps over the other table and goes on his merry way.
Okay, so do you want to actually leap or?
Oh, no. Yeah, let's do. If you want an acrobatics check it or something, you just do that.
Okay, so what's your movement?
30.
30. So you've moved over to Ozan, you probably can't get all the way back to the airlock.
Let's just get behind the other table then.
Okay, I think that's fine.
And tip the table so it's guarding me, and I crouch.
Okay, cool. That sounds good.
I thought you were going to go through the bloody airlock, you fool.
I can't get that far.
Oh, God damn.
Unfortunately. Because I tried to rag you, so to speak.
Why?
Because I like you, Crocubot.
Jefferson, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to do a focused aim.
Okay.
So, I don't do anything this time, but I'm focusing on that other fighter.
The one that's pulling off.
My next attack is made with advantage, and a 19 or a 20 is a critical.
Okay. Okay, so is that everything?
Yep.
Benedict, again, he squeezes his hand and he swings this ball of black energy over towards Ozan, and it hits Ozan square in the chest and launches him towards the other side of the room. Can you make an athletics check, Ozan?
That is 20 non-natural.
Okay, so this sphere swings back and pushes you straight through this door.
Oh, shit.
Into the side of the ship. You don't take any damage, but you get pushed into the door. And again, with that, the orb stays quite still, just hovering in front of you. Okay, so this specialist, he starts to look a little weary, but he makes his way back over this way towards the front of the ship, and he dives into this side door here. Then it's D4's turn.
Oh God, I'm gonna try and fire a laser shot over to Benedict.
Okay, yep.
Oh, that's a 11.
So that doesn't quite hit.
Damn. And I don't think there's anything else I can do. Yeah, I just fire a laser and miss him, I guess.
Okay, so that just darts over his shoulder and you don't quite hit him. Then it's Ozan's turn.
Okay, I'm going to go onto my comlink again, but this time to Pat. And I say to him, get off the ship and close the airlock. Tell me when it's done.
Oh, shit.
And then I ready my grenade launcher. I'm pointing through the doorway at sort of like where the hole is.
So yeah, so you point your grenade launcher towards the cracks that already exist in the ship. The soldiers can't see a target at the moment, so they all fan out towards the front, making a move towards the Luciola. Pax is behind full cover. And then, Jefferson, can you make a constitution save?
Solid. Natural 20.
Okay, the lack of oxygen is really getting to you, but you manage to shake your head and you just about to manage to get through it. Celix also manages to power through, and she's like breathing quite heavily. Korchev is powering on. Korchev seems totally unaffected by the lack of oxygen at the moment in the ship. Then, Pax, it's back to your turn.
Pax, tears fall from Pax's eyes as he realizes he's lost the toy of his daughter and also the comms that he got from Ozan. He realizes the sacrifice he's making for the greater good of the crew, so he can't do the same in a way, because then there'd be two people dead. So he slides out of the airlock towards D4, picks up his two heavy before he does that, he drops his sabers in the ship, slides through, picks up his two heavy pistols as he does, and he's opposite D4 in the cover. He's going to take a shot at Soldier 5.
So you take a shot at the soldier on the right.
And he misses. And then he's going to take another shot at the same soldier. And he misses.
Tears filling his eyes.
Tears filling his eyes. Blood running down his face. Crying profusely and screaming the word, Ozan!
Beautiful.
Did you close the damn airlock?
I don't have an action left.
God damn it.
No, we could do that remotely from the cockpit, eh?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Jefferson, it's your turn.
All right, so I'm going to take my aimed shot at the other ship.
Okay. You can't... Okay. Yeah. It's a very awkward angle.
Not the ship that they're on.
Oh, right, okay.
The fighter.
Oh, okay, that's fine, that's fine.
Because remember, that's the ship that I was aiming at.
Yep, sorry, no, that's what I originally thought. Okay, so because of the distance, you'd have disadvantage on that normally, because it's been moving away from you at full speed for two turns, so that can probably cancel out because of the focus.
Yeah, that's a 19.
Does hit.
Okay.
So you pierce through this glowing blue barrier.
That's six to hit, six damage.
Okay, yeah. So you fire this through, and you see this small explosion of energy against the side of the ship as it lurches to the side, and you definitely take a good chunk out of its hull there. Then it is Benedict's turn, who walks to the front, and he pulls his hand back, and he thrusts his hand forward, and this ball of energy flies into your chest, Ozan.
Ow.
Yeah, and and it hits you in the chest for 14 damage.
Can I do my bonus action, or does that have to be on my turn?
It has to be on your turn, a bonus action. A reaction can be on any turn.
Okay. So how much was that?
14.
14. That takes me down to 1.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you are bloody. There is blood coming out of every part of you that blood shouldn't come out of.
Shit. And there's oil coming out of the rest.
The other officer, you can't see. You don't know what he's doing, but then it's Ozan's turn.
Okay, I say through the comms, Korchev, close it now, and I pull the trigger.
Okay, and what are you... Are you shooting your grenade launcher?
Yeah.
Towards Benedict?
Yeah, well, mainly towards the gap that I was aiming at. I wanted to take down the ship.
Okay, roll an athletics or dexterity check, whichever you prefer with the launcher.
I'm going to go athletics because I'm better with it. So that is 12.
Okay, that's actually just what you needed to get it roughly close. So you blast a large hole in the ship, and this huge crack, this huge horrible rending sound of metal just tears through the ship. Now, the captain, Benedict, goes straight out, and you can see him get pulled through the gap instantly, as does this soldier.
Just one of the soldiers.
Well, this one manages to grab onto the table, but then the table gets sucked out as well. And this guy also flies straight out through this hole. Now, Ozan, can you make a dexterity check for me? What do you want to try and grab on?
Well, I just remembered, I've still got those gravity boots from when we escaped the thing. Do they do anything?
Are you wearing them?
Always.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I wear gravity boots?
Okay, roll a dex check.
Cool. Okay, so that is an 8.
Okay, so you don't quite get to sort of engage them in time.
Okay.
But as you fly, you hit the side of the doorway here. And can you roll me a strength check?
Oh no, that's a 6.
And Ozan, you fly through the gap into space. D4 and Pax, can you make strength checks as well?
Oh, no.
I'll give you both advantage because there's quite a lot for you to grab onto. There's one door, then another door.
13.
20, non-natural.
Both of you managed to hang on. Can you both make dexterity checks as well for me?
Can I use my inspiration?
I got an 8 on that.
Oh, that's a natural 20 on the second roll.
You reach your hand out and grab Prim by the ankle.
Shit. Oh.
As she flies towards the hole, as all of the remaining air in the both ships gets sucked out into space. And you're now out of initiative as almost all the air has disappeared. Half the crew is unconscious. Ozan has disappeared through a hole in the side of the Alacrity. And that's where I think we should leave it.
Has found the one thing that's more cold and emotionless than himself, the endless vacuum of space.
It was truly the only thing that could have finished.
Yeah.
He's the only one that Pax got on with. Wait, what do you mean? You kept saying I was all right for a human.
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, for a human.
Oh, shit. All right, bye, guys.
Yeah.
No. That's what he says as he sucks out into the hole. Right, bye, guys.
Bye.